Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
Let's close your eyes, lift up your two hands. Father, we are grateful for this morning. Bless our lives in a special way today. Even in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Kindly take your seats. Hallelujah. Today in Christendom is a wonderful day. It is Hosanna. Hosanna. Can you strike a key? Let's sing a Hosanna song. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Lord. Lord, we lift up your name with our hearts full of praise, with our hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord our God. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name. Lord, we lift up your name with our hearts full of praise, with our hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O God, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the high. Let's sing it for the last time. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the high. Yeah. Sing it. Hosanna, Hosanna. Hey, Hosanna in the high. Yes. Lord, we lift up your name with our hearts full of praise, with our hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O God, be exalted, O Lord our God. Hosanna in the high. Lord, we lift up your name.
Lord, we lift up your name
with our hearts full of praise.
With our hearts full of praise.
Be exalted, O God. O Lord our God, Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah. You know, when we were growing up in the Orthodox churches, there was Palm Sunday, and we would hold palm fronds and we would be shaking and, you know, go on march pass. Hallelujah. But the emphasis is on Christ. So today, being a special day, I would like to bring our minds to the importance of Hosanna, really understanding what it means, okay? Now, let's look at it from the book of John. You can find that story in all the four Gospels. You'll find it in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And it's important we understand what it is, so that we can get the best out of it. Now in John chapter 12, let's start reading from verse 12. It says, John 12, verse 12. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees. You know, so this is where they got the Palm Sunday thing from. But in all the other Gospels, there's nothing palm about it. All right? He says, and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna. Somebody shout, Hosanna.
Hosanna.
If you know the meaning of Hosanna, it will become part of your vocabularies you respect. Hosanna. To be very frank, it's a prayer. Hosanna. He says, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. I want you to take note of that. Can you just imagine you are in Asante and you are walking into Kumasi and there are many people with you with phantom from and things and they are shouting the King of Asante. What do you think will happen? So, you see, when you look at it this way and you don't bring your mind to where we are, you may not see how serious this matter was. Herod is the king. You, we've heard of the troubles you are causing in Galilee and Nazareth in all those places. And now finally, you are entering Jerusalem and multitudes are shouting, Hosanna. This word Hosanna, if you are Hebrew, you don't take lightly. Because it's a messianic word. So when you heard the word, it rings a bell. So many will ask, who is this? Look at the next verse. Okay, so here speaks about the... Now let's go to Matthew. I think let me read the other portions. This is going to talk about the prophecy, but that is not my focus. Amen. Matthew 21. But have you seen what I just showed you? The king, don't forget, Hosanna. The king of who? Oh, come on. The king of Israel? What? Cometh in the name of the Lord. So, for them to be shouting, Hosanna, the King of Israel cometh in the name of the Lord, was a serious matter. But what was the seriousness? Now, go to the book of Matthew 21. The book of Matthew 21. Let's start from verse 7. I just want us to juxtapose and see some few things. From verse 7. It says, and brought the ass and the colt and put on them their clothes and they set him thereon. The next verse. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. The next verse. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. You couldn't have that title if you were not the Messiah. So it was a serious thing that they were creating. They were crying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Now what is Hosanna? The Hebrew word actually is Hoshiana. Hoshia. H-O-S-H-I-A. Then dash na. Say Hosanna. Hosanna. What does Hosanna mean? Hosanna simply means, oh, save. Like you see, I'm speaking English. So the oh, save, no. As a baby, I said, I'm time is winning. Oh, save, no, because you're polite. Where there, as a baby, ta was wa. One who said, wajin kweni. Now, tiem, oh, save. Okay? So it's almost like a prayer. You get the point? It's like a very serious, we are in bondage. Oh, save. But the save, no, is with this intensity and passion because we are in trouble. You get the point? Oh, save. That's Hosea. Then na is save all, like as in. It's like that's pressure we are going through. The way we need salvation, it is not a quiet, oh save, or slanging, oh save Lord. It is,
Oh, save. Oh, if you don't save, I hope you are getting the point. Oh, save. That is Hosanna. Now, if this man is not a deliverer and doesn't have messianic power, you cannot shout, oh, save. Because they understood as Jews, these were not words they were forming themselves as a crowd. They were quoting from Psalm 118. So let's go there. Are you following the thing? So they were quoting the psalmist. I pray Hosanna will be part of your vocabulary. In the day you need help, may you shout, Hosanna! Hosanna! In the name of Jesus, Hosanna! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, the day it will hit us that Jesus is enough, we will do well. But you know, sometimes we really think that Jesus is not enough, so we need some other things to attach it with. Do you understand? You must come to a place where you know that, look, Jesus is enough. So whatever we get in our lives that looks like it's coming to help us, when it comes to salvation, Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough. I hope you bathed this morning. You bathed.
Yes.
Some of you use Medisoft or Geisha or Imperial or whatever soap, isn't it? Good. So I'm not saying because I said Jesus is enough, now you don't bath. You will bath. You will need assistance of many other things. But when it comes to salvation, Jesus is enough. And when we say salvation, you must have a broad understanding of salvation. Salvation is the same word for prosperity. It's the same word for favor. Huh? Jesus is enough. It's the same word for healing, health. Sozo or soteria, whichever way you look at it. So the same one that is bringing salvation is the same one that is bringing prosperity. I think you don't get it. Today I'm finishing my message in 20 minutes. Hosanna. That's the message. Hosanna. Psalm 118. Psalm 118. Now, let's read from verse 17. I want you to see something. Glory to God. Psalm 118. So Psalm 118 from verse 17. One important fact about this psalm is that they saw it as a messianic psalm. And it's, you know, a psalm is a song. So this one was a call and response song. So like, when we call, you respond. So it's like, oh say yeah. Yeah, you get what I'm trying to say. So this one, I don't know how they were singing it and responding like as in, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I hope you are getting the point. And they are making procession to the temple. Then when they got to the temple, they were the ones that they sang inside the temple. I hope you are following the thing. Now, this call and response, that's what in music they call antiphonal, like mefra no ajiso, mefra no ajiso. I hope you are getting the point. So everything you see here was a declaration about the Messiah, but there must be a response from you. So when the Messiah says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. So these are supposed to be the confessions of the Messiah, which in turn becomes your response. So now it also becomes your confession. Compra? So when they heard Hosanna, it sent a lot of things through their spine, especially if you were a Jew, because you understood that they were mentioning Psalm 118. Okay? Because of time, we'll read everything. But go, verse 18. A lot of us know some scriptures, but you don't know this is where they are. The Lord has chastened me so, but he had not given me over to death. Go. Okay, not that respond, but open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them and I'll praise the Lord. Go. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. Go. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and hath become my salvation. So you see, all of this is call. Are you getting the point? So it becomes your reality. Because what you cannot confess, you do not possess. Does it make sense? Okay. He says, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and I've become my salvation. Go, the next verse. The stone which the builders is become the headstone of the corner. Verse 23. This is, you see, it is here. Don't you know this scripture? The next verse. Don't you know the scripture? We shall rejoice. Today, if you don't know any scripture, memorize this one because you know it already. But now you know where it is. Verse 25. Save. This is the intensity. Hosanna. Hosanna. If you don't have military power, how do you save? And multitudes are following this man who looks common. But they are spreading their cloth and holding branches and they are shouting Hosanna. Charlie, it's either you will be jealous or you will arm yourself to kill him. And you know that this is the week he was arrested. This is where he started. Who is this guy? Because Hosanna there, son of David. Hey, I hope you are getting the point. But now, what is the relevance of Hosanna to you? It is still that same potent force. Save now. I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send. Have you seen how prosperity is tied with salvation? You can't separate them. So, if you don't want to prosper, don't get saved. Once you get saved, he who brings salvation brings prosperity. And what is his name? The way you are mentioning it, no. Jesus, the Son of the Living God. So he comes into your life, and as you are conscious of what he brought, he brings salvation. So you see, this whole week, we are going to remember what he came to do to bring us salvation. And this salvation brings healing. It comes with prosperity. It comes with peace. It comes with progress. It comes with favor. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It comes with deliverance. And we shall experience it all. Somebody shout Hosanna. Are you getting it? Now let me bring to your mind some few things. Just about four. In the procession, when they were shouting Hosanna, remember, save now. Blessed is the one that cometh in the name of the Lord. So you see, in essence, they were praising him and placing a demand on what he was bringing. The Jews said, tell your disciples to shut up. In this life, you must fight anything that wants to shut you up from not praising God. In this season, anything that will try to kawanutum. Jesus' reply was very serious. He says, if these ones keep quiet, the stones will cry out immediately. You know, there are some of us, sometimes we feel like we make God God. Like, it's like, for him to be God, it depends on us. No, be very careful. This morning I was meditating on something. The fact that we are mortals. You know, sometimes when you get proud, you forget you are mortal. You start to behave as if you are now some demigod being. We lose the consciousness of being mortals and the way our lives are fragile. Then we start to And amazingly, the word of God says, pride goeth before a fall. So every fall is preceded with pride. Whether you accept it or not, if you fell, there was pride. You may not accept it. You may not. You may say, me, I'm not proud. There was no pride. Check it. And one of the first things we see, you are proud. Are you getting the point? Your choices and everything, you realize that you are full of yourself. Nothing. Nobody can talk to you. Pride. Pride. And be very careful. Yes, I know the message of Christ that makes us have the life of God. Say, have the life of God. So we believe in the message of immortality, okay? But you see, until Christ has appeared, we are not changed yet. So you see, it has a point, it reaches. When people start to give you fans beyond mortality, and now you feel like it's getting into your head, or you start to get money and you feel like the money is making you immortal. Tap somebody sitting by and say, please, pastor will finish right now. Don't sleep. So it's important when you start to immortalize yourself, you are careful. Anyway, that was just by the way. Hosanna. Save now. They said, let them shut up. He said, when they shut up, the stones will cry out immediately. Please, don't let a stone replace you. Don't let inanimate things replace you praising God. Those of you that when promotion starts coming small, it is like you make God God. The next important lesson. The word of God says, when Jesus got close to Jerusalem, he wept. Why did he weep? He made a very remarkable statement. He said, Jerusalem, your enemies will come against you. Go to the book of Luke chapter 19. Let's read it from that place. Luke 19. From verse 30. And find the story there too. Saying, go ye into the village over against you, in which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. The next verse. Okay, because of time, let's jump some few verses, okay? Go to verse number 35. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, their stones, they immediately cry out. Don't let stones replace you. The next verse. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. So you see, stones shouldn't replace you. The next lesson you should pick from his procession. He wept over the city. Why? The next verse. Saying, if thou hast known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid. That means at every given time of our lives, there are things ordained unto our peace. But when they are hid from our eyes, that means trouble will come instead of that blessing. Am I communicating? And all of this is hidden in Christ. So I pray that our eyes will be unveiled so that the blessings ordained for us in him, we shall locate them. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So no blindness concerning what is ordained unto our peace. because nimu emi nshira na esum yiye dey ewo. The next verse. The next thing I would like you to pay attention to, he says, for the day shall come upon thee that thine enemy shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee round and keep thee in on every side. The next verse. And shall lay thee even with the ground and thy children within thee. So you see, it will affect them and their children. And they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knowest not the time of thy. So, when you don't know the time of your visitation, atrocities happen. So, when even the Lord is visiting you in a certain way, you will reject his visitation. And one sure way God visits us is through his word. All right? One sure way he visits us is through his word, is by sending us people ordained to help us. So in this season, may you not miss the time of your visitation. The only reason why their enemies will come upon them and their children is because they miss the time of their visitation. I hope you are getting the point. You wouldn't miss the time of your visitation. I said you wouldn't miss the time of your visitation. I said you wouldn't miss the time of your visitation. So this period, as we enter into the Passover season, remember, Hosanna. He has brought salvation. And the one that brought salvation is the same one that brings healing, is the same one that brings prosperity, is the same one that brings progress. He is the one, and his name is Jesus. So if there is anything that you seek to know him. And know him well. Praise God. And I pray we'll have deeper revelations of him. And I said, don't let stones replace you in praising him. Again, may your eyes not be blind to the things he has ordained unto your peace. And may you not miss the time of your visitation. Hallelujah. Are you going to abide by the word? Somebody shout, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Shout it, Hosanna. So now when you are shouting Hosanna, you know the meaning. You have an understanding why you are shouting Hosanna. Praise God. It is not just about probably holding a palm font and shaking it. You are actually making a great proclamation. Save now. Save now. Save now. When you feel sick, save now. Hosanna. When you put your hand in the pocket and the pocket feels dry, Hosanna. You see, so Hosanna is a coded language that says many things. When you feel down and weak and it looks like all have abandoned you, Hosanna. When you feel tired and it looks like life has beaten you and you need some kind of embrace from the Lord, Hosanna. Glory to God. Be on your feet. I want us to pray small. Hallelujah. I want us to pray. You want to pray, my Father and my God, open my eyes to see the things that thou hast ordained for my peace in this season of my life, so that I will embrace them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, he said there are things that are ordained for your peace, but they are hid from your eyes. They shouldn't be hid from your eyes. Praise God. Probably as a husband, what is ordained for your peace now is to listen to your wife's advice. Probably what is ordained for your peace as a man is to pay attention to certain things. I hope you are getting the point. You want to lift up your voice. My Father and my God, open thou my eyes to see the things that are ordained for my peace in this season of my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Hosanna. Lord, you have ordained. You have ordained. You have ordained wonderful things in this season for us. Open down our eyes to the things you have ordained unto our peace. May they not be hid from our eyes. Morada Kisha. Uzana Bakashi.
Yende kash etedehes. Ulada me kase ketevratis. Ulande kefasita lavadia vakasha. Krete de mikos tevrates. Ulada namakate skefes. Ede kasha. Anoint our eyes with eye sound. That we may see. May none of us be blinded in picking the things you have ordained for our peace in this season of life. In the name of Jesus. Radiko Shata. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
He said, because you did not know the time of your visitation, your enemies have come upon you. And they will not leave even one stone on another. We should not miss the time of our visitation. You want to pray, my Father and my God.
My Father and my God.
According to your mercy.
According to your mercy.
May I be sensitive.
May I be sensitive.
To the time of my visitation.
To the time of my visitation.
For the preservation
of my destiny.
Of my destiny. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
my
Jesus.
My Father and my God.
My Father and my God.
According to your mercy.
According to your mercy.
May I be sensitive.
May I be sensitive.
To the time of my visitation.
To the time of my visitation.
For the preservation
of my destiny.
Of my destiny.
In the name of Jesus,
name of
lift
Jesus.
Up your voice and pray.
Shande kapai, ita kapai, kitapa katai, elene me kata, ezande kate, ilada de kate, yibratis, ina katelete, iya katelete, mazatelete telete. Ira teletete, ikan teletete, zibarabate keteletete, sitaratari tetete, ishande kapante. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus wept and said, I am coming in the name of the Lord, but you see, you can't even recognize me. You want to pray that whoever the Lord sends your way, you'll be able to recognize them.
Amen.
Because you see, sometimes they come disguised and you may despise them and lose your blessing. You want to pray, my Father and my God.
My Father and my God.
By the agency of the Holy Spirit.
By the agency of the Holy
help
Spirit.
Help
me to recognize.
Those you have sent to me.
Those you have sent to
in
me.
In this season of peace.
In this season of
that
peace.
That I may receive them well.
That I may receive
for
them
my
well.
God ordained blessings.
For my God ordained
in the
blessings.
Name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the
lift
Lord
up
Jesus.
Your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Zabarabadaba Ilana Keshe Yande Kamsheta Yakadasha Yadadabasha Ishadadabasha Kadadabasha Ilana Namana Kasha Sendebra Ikash Lalababasha Yakadashata Ashanda Kapa. In the name of the Lord Jesus
Christ. He says, save now, O Lord, send now prosperity. You want to pray, Lord, fill every area of my life with your peace.
Amen.
With your peace.
Amen.
With your peace.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. Father, fill our lives. Every area of our lives. Fill every area of our lives.
In the name of the Lord
Jesus Christ.
Can you lift up your two hands to Jesus? Lord, our hands are lifted. Lord Jesus, Hosanna. Hosanna. King of glory, Hosanna. May our lives be a praise
May none of us outgrow our reverence for you and our praise to your holy name. Precious Holy Spirit, bring to our remembrance that we are but human and we must ascribe praise and glory to you, our God. Today, as we shout Hosanna, let our focus be on Jesus. May no one here be lifted up in pride that we may be brought low. May humility fill our hearts that we shall forever lift our hands and say, Lord, we praise you and we ascribe all the glory to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray. May none of us miss the time of our visitation. May we be so sensitive that when it is time to do certain things, we will not delay. I pray. May our eyes be open to see the things that are ordained unto our peace, even in this precious season of Passover. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, those you send our way to help us, may we be able to discover, may we be able to pick it out, may we be able to sense this is from the Lord, so that we'll receive them well. May none of us miss our divine appointments, even in this wonderful season. In Jesus' mighty name. Lift up your two hands. Mema Nemkwaji Kuru Wana So Namabo Eradi. Just let's sing some two songs in honor of his name. Mema Nemkwaji Kuru Wana So Namabo Eradi. Edena, baby, Beshe, Eradianemo, Awania, Waya, Mami, Mama, Inquati, Kuru, Wana, so, Mama, Eradi. Jesus, reign, Jesus. King of Zion, King of Zion, Judah's Lion, reign. King of Zion, King of Zion, Judah's Lion. We love you, Lord. We give you all the glory. We love you. Father, we honor you. Even in Jesus' name. Amen. Tell somebody Jesus is enough. Jesus.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross and on the third day you were raised back to life and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd's Stream Church and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.